From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ahead of President Donald Trump's decision on reimposing sanctions on Iran, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Tehran Monday of covering up a secret nuclear weapons program.
First, Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program. 100,000 secret files prove that they're lying. Second, even after the deal, Iran continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons know-how for future use. Third, Iran lied again in 2015 when it didn't come clean to the IAEA as required by the nuclear deal. And finally, the Iran deal is based on lies.
Mr. Netanyahu displayed what he called an Israeli intelligence coup, copies of documents, charts, blueprints, photos, and videos documenting the Iranian nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the documents prove Iranian leaders lied to their own people, but stopped short of saying they violated the 2015 nuclear agreement. President Trump, who must decide on sanctions by May 12, Monday, said he watched some of the prime minister's speech.
That is just not an acceptable situation. And I've been saying that's happening. They're not sitting back idly. They're setting off missiles, which they say are for television purposes. I don't think so. So we'll see what happens. I'm not telling you what I'm doing, but a lot of people think they know. And on or before the 12th, we'll make a decision.
The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization warned against reimposing sanctions, saying his country is prepared to enrich uranium at a high level. The International Committee of the Red Cross Monday said 10 aid workers who disappeared last week in South Sudan have been freed. The South Sudanese nationals kidnapped when their convoy was intercepted in the southwest near the town of Yei, the second such abduction of aid workers in less than a month. This is VOA News. President Trump Monday said he suggested his proposed meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un take place along the demilitarized zone separating the Koreas.
We're looking at various countries, including Singapore, and we are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ, Peace House, Freedom House. And there's something that I thought was intriguing. I think that some people maybe don't like the look of that, and some people like it very much.
Peace House is where the two Korean leaders met in a rare summit last Friday. The de facto leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, met Monday with a delegation from the UN Security Council on the plight of the nearly 700,000 Muslim Rohingya refugees who fled a security crackdown to Bangladesh. Earlier, they met with Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who urged Myanmar, also known as Burma, to take back the Rohingya.
We want that they should put more pressure to Myanmar government so that they take their citizens back to their country.
The UN delegation also met leaders of the Myanmar military before heading out to Rakhine State Tuesday, scene of the security crackdown. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monday said Damascus has bombarded the rebel-held town of Rostan and surrounding villages. The pounding followed by a brief pause to allow rebels there to evacuate to the north. Former banker Sajid Javid has been named Britain's new Home Secretary, replacing Amber Rudd, who resigned over revelations members of the Caribbean community known as the Windrush Generation, who have lived and worked in Britain for decades, were being often refused medical care or threatened with deportation.
Learning about the difficulties Windrush migrants have faced over the years has impacted me greatly, particularly because I myself am a second-generation migrant.
Javid, the son of Pakistani immigrants, is the first ethnic minority politician to hold one of the top four posts in the British government. First of dozens of Central American migrants from a caravan entered U.S. territory seeking asylum Monday after a month-long journey through Mexico. Vice President Mike Pence said they'll be processed within the law, but spoke of the need for immigration reform.
We have to close the dangerous loopholes, the kind of provisions in catch and release and chain migration in our entire system that essentially entice people, or entice people that would take advantage of vulnerable families to encourage them to make the long and often dangerous trip up to our border.
The migrants from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala claim they're fleeing persecution and gang violence. Somalia's parliament Monday elected one of the country's former defense ministers as parliament speaker. Mohamed Mursal Abdurrahman replaces Mohamed Sheikh Osman Jarari, who resigned ahead of a confidence motion against him. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.